AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In the United Kingdom, the Trumps have arrived at Windsor Castle, kicking off the president's second state visit to the UK. Protesters gathered near the castle to protest the visit. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Among a few dozen protesters outside Windsor Castle chanting Donald Trump's not welcome here is Dylan Norton.
It is completely unprecedented for a president to have two state visits. It shows a degree of, I think, favouritism.
Meanwhile, an activist group, Everyone Hates Elon, unfurled a huge banner on the lawn outside the castle, showing Trump with late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The banner was swiftly removed. Back at the protest, demonstrator Mandy, her full name not given, says the British royals should not have invited Trump, who, like Prince Andrew, knew Jeffrey Epstein.
I think it's total hypocrisy that the royal family are welcoming Trump when they've ostracised Andrew, rightly, for consorting with Epstein. We know that Trump has done exactly the same thing.
When Trump was in London on his first state visit in 2019, he was met by thousands of protesters. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Germany says Iran has yet to take necessary actions that are needed to stop the return of United Nations sanctions over its nuclear program. The comment from the German Foreign Ministry came after a call Iran had today with France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, as well as the European Union's top diplomat. And the U.S. Federal Reserve is widely expected to cut interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point today. The last cut was 9 months ago. Cuts have been on hold while the Fed evaluates how President Trump's tariffs are impacting the economy. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Utah prosecutors have charged Tyler Robinson with aggravated murder in the killing of Charlie Kirk. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the details.
County Attorney Jeff Gray outlining evidence, including a text message confession to the suspect's partner and a note saying he had the opportunity to kill one of the nation's leading conservative voices and was going to take it.
Because the defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
The charges mean the 22-year-old could face the death penalty.
I do not take this decision lightly.
Prosecutors say Robinson's DNA was found on the trigger of the gun used in the September 10th assassination at Utah Valley University. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.